The question was asked, what are the criteria and rules of saying the blessing of a gomel? So we'll have a quick overview of the laws of saying the blessing of a gomel. We have a pasuk, we have actually a chapter in Tehillim, which describes different scenarios where people are in danger. People think their life can pass. And when they get out, so then Yodu Chasdei Hashem, they give thanks to Hashem's kindness. And based on that chapter, the Talmud and Tractate Brachos tells us there are four types of people, four situations that a person can encounter in which a person would have to make a blessing of thanks. Now, at this point, we won't discuss what the blessing is. It's a blessing that's said publicly, and you say, thank you, Hashem, for doing a good thing to me. The details of the blessing we'll discuss later. Let's first begin by understanding who has to make this blessing. So Shulchan Aruch tells us what it says in the Gemara. Arba'at tzichim neodot. There are four people, meaning people who have undergone four types of circumstances, that have to give a blessing of thanks. This blessing that we call Hagomel. Yoredei Hayam, those who go down to the sea. Kesha'alu mimena, when they come out safely, they have to make a blessing. Holchei Midbarot, people who traverse the deserts. Kshegiu LaYishuv, when they finally reach civilization. So they make the blessing of thanks. Umi Shaya Cholev Nitrapa, someone who is ill, and now he is completely healed. He's walking, he's back to work, he's cured. Umi Shaya Chavush Bevet Asurim VeYatza, and someone who was incarcerated and got out of jail. So these are the four. We said sea, desert, illness, and prison. V'simanach, and you have a nice way of remembering it. There's an acronym that say, we say, V'chol ha'chayim yadu chasela. Right? In Shmona Esrei we say, V'chol ha'chayim yadu chasela. So, chayim, ha-chayim stands for, chayim is chavush, someone who's in bondage. Yisurim, someone who's ill and suffering. Yam and midbar. Okay. So, we make this blessing and I'm skipping to Halacha Zayin. Be'ashkenaz v'tzofat. In the countries that we call Ashkenaz, he says in Germany and France, in mevachim shochin meir leir. We don't make this blessing over traveling from one city to the next. Our sages said, when do you make the blessing? When you're traveling across the desert. And in the desert, there are all kinds of dangerous animals. There are all kinds of armed robbers. That's a dangerous place. That's when you make a blessing of a gomel. So if a person goes on a trip in the Sinai desert, or a person goes on a trip in Midbar Yehuda, it would seem that even Ashkenazim should make the blessing of Hagomel. Uvisfarad, but in Spain, or what we call the Sfardim, right? The Sfardi custom is, Nagim Levarech, we do make the blessing over traveling just from one city to the next. Because the Sfardim view this as an extension of Tefilat HaDerech. The Sfaradim say, just like if you were traveling from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv, you make the blessing Tfilat HaDerech over your journey, a prayer that things should go well.
It has to be 72 minutes.
We can do that in the next class, when you make the prayer of Tfilat HaDerech. So they say, by the same token, you would make the blessing of a gomel, and that's why in Sfaradi shuls, you almost never have a Kriyat HaTorah without a gomel. Someone traveled from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem yesterday. I mean, so you almost never have a Kriyat HaTorah without a Gomel. Why do they say that? Mipnei shekol adrachim b'chizkat sakana. We have a rule. We had it in the parsha a few weeks ago. Once you go on a journey, you're no longer in your home territory. There's an intrinsic danger to the traveler. There are all kinds of con artists out there who want to trick them. There are all kinds of problems in life. Nowadays, there are traffic accidents. But if you're traveling less than a parasa, a place that's so close that you could make the journey in under 72-minute walk, then you don't make the blessing. But if it is a place that's certainly dangerous, then you have to make the blessing even less than a parsa. So if you're a soldier in the army and you're on patrol, so you're certainly in a dangerous place, more dangerous than traveling Yerushalayim Tel Aviv, so then you would, just like you say Tzilat HaDerech every day, you would have to say Agomel for a Sfardi every opportunity. Now one person can say it for everyone, but yeah, it would fall under the same heading. So that's the rule of Hagomel for traveling. That was your question in a nutshell, right? Now the question is, do you guys want to see other aspects of the blessings, other halachot, what's going on with this blessing, or is that enough for answering the question? Should we continue the class? We can go through all the details of Hagomel. Yes, no, not interested. Okay, so the rest of it we'll leave for a different time. You should try to say Gomel as soon as it's relevant, and for sure within 30 days. But technically, you could always say it. It's a blessing of thanks over something that happened. If you haven't said thank you yet, you can still say it. But ideally, we say it as soon as we can, after the occurrence.